You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin from Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, live from Civic Media Studios in Madison, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
You know, we couldn't have got more spirit if she'd have been here live to give us that.
Yeah.
But instead, Dr. Lively's out getting coffee right now, but she'll be back at some point here at... There she is now.
Here, Hello. Let's do it again.
Pat Kreitlow! I had fun with that one.
There you go.
Yes. That's what I said, have fun with it. And she did. So anyway, as she said, yes, we're down in Madison today, getting an early start on the weekend here. It'll be especially early for me. I know some of you have like 8 hours to go before this is all said and done, but it's the final hour for us for the work week here. Kristen joining us. We're going to talk a little news. And then later, Mike Clemens will not be in, as usual, on Fridays. I don't know if you heard him the other day, Kristen. As a doctor, do you sometimes hear people and you hear their voice and you just want to go, oh, go back to bed. Here's a cough drop, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't take time for ourselves, though. You know, we're busy and we have things that we need to get done, and we're not good about taking time for ourselves when we really ought to.
Yes. And I'm glad Mike's getting a little bit of rest, because, I mean, you know, this is the time of year, you're burning the candle at three ends with all the sports that are going on here. Yeah. And so we'll go over all the sports that's coming up this weekend in just a little bit. Kristen, first, we're gonna take care of something in the news. It's not fun to talk about. It's not easy to talk about. But it has to be talked about because I thought I'd seen some pretty low behavior by right-wing politicians previously. This may be a new level. I previously thought the lowest of the low was trying to pass laws that mandated that women seeking abortion care get invasive, what are called transvaginal ultrasounds. I mean, where you are being violated if it's something that you did not seek out to have done. It's even worse than that now. I'd never heard the phrase catch kits before, but you've got a legislator in your part of the state who wants catch kits to be part of the vocabulary of any woman even contemplating becoming pregnant. Do you mind explaining what this legislator is proposing?
This legislator actually happens to be my state senator. So I'm heavily invested in this as a Wisconsinite, as a Northeastern Wisconsinite, as a mom, as a woman, as an OBGYN doctor. Senator Andre Jacques has proposed legislation to ensure that we have clean water here in Wisconsin. That's what it looks like on the outside. But in reality, this is an anti-abortion bill that would require the DNR to test for medication abortion medicine, and would also require women who have used this medicine, who are suffering from miscarriages, suffering with bleeding, let's just say bleeding, to catch the remnants of what is falling out of them and return it to their doctor's office. And if that sounds terrible to you, it's disgusting and horrible.
You're literally catching the remnants of a miscarriage, mm-hmm. putting it in a bag to be treated as medical waste, and mm-hmm. having to bring it back to the doctor's office as if you haven't been through enough trauma already, because this politician says, we're worried about medication abortion drugs getting into the groundwater. Now, I'm married to an OBGYN who had the perfect response after that. Are we no longer allowing these women to pee? Because
well, that's the thing. That's the thing, Pat, because this is all part of a much bigger agenda. And we saw this from the Heritage Foundation. There is a plan to ban birth control. Right. And because women who take birth control pills pee, then that they are claiming that that is causing endocrine disruption in our water supply, and therefore we need to stop it. I want to remind you, though, that this is the same group of people who are not actually interested in ensuring that things like PFAS and proven contaminants, things that we know are harming people, they are not interested in testing for, funding, or holding polluters accountable for polluting our water.
It is just incredible that anything about this proposal can be said with a straight face. Mm-hmm. And to say, oh, it's all about clean water. It's all about, we're just making sure of that, when of course the motivation is intimidation. And these are people that live to intimidate and bully women of childbearing age, it seems.
And remember that people who are experiencing pregnancy problems, regardless of whether this is a desired pregnancy, not a desired pregnancy, where you're at in the pregnancy, this is emotional. This is hard and it's scary. So to take advantage of people when they are vulnerable like this, to add yet another layer of fear and uncertainty, to make them feel like they have to go through a bunch of certain total unnecessary steps or they're going to get in trouble, and to provide that layer of that chilling effect that makes people uncomfortable is so very wrong. Why can't we just make sure people can get health care? Why can't we just ensure that we've got enough doctors and nurses and that we're keeping our rural hospitals open? Then let's start working on things like, let's already be working on things like clean water. But this is a bill that just takes all of those things and mashes it together and doesn't fund any of this, by the way. It's a parody of a bill.
And by the way, this comes on the same week that the legislature has wrapped up its work for the calendar year. And it included one more effort by Democrats to bring forward a bill that would expand Medicaid coverage to postpartum women instead of 60 days postpartum to 12 months after the birth of a child. This thing has about 3/4 of the assembly, including about 30 Republicans as co-sponsor. And yet Speaker Robin Voss pulled a stunt in the assembly this week that prevented it from being allowed to come up for a vote. Did you see the clip where Representative Robin Vining was trying to make a point on this and they just cut off her microphone?
Did I ever? And if you know anything about Representative Vining, who's from the Wauwatosa area, she is somebody who is good and accountable and is doing all of this for the right reason. And she's a rule follower. And when they shut off her mic, she had 2 minutes to speak. That's what the rules say. When they shut off her mic, which was completely inappropriate, she kept talking because she knew she had to. Because what she was talking about was life-saving healthcare. Remember, Wisconsin is one of two states that takes healthcare away from new moms at 60 days postpartum. The only other state is Arkansas, and they're working on it. So we are out there on an island abandoning new moms, abandoning young families, because Robin Voss just didn't want to bring it to the floor. Most Republicans, most Democrats in the Assembly, in the Senate, they believe in this bill. Most Wisconsinites want this to happen. They tried to throw a Hail Mary the other day. Robin Vining stood up for the people of Wisconsin, and you know who didn't? Even those Republicans who put their names on the bill. They just sat on their hands and watched.
And the thing is, it now opens up a new opportunity for voter dialogue. It was one thing to say, well, you know, Speaker Voss is holding this up and people, you know, in Green Bay or Chippewa Falls or wherever thinking, well, he's not going to listen to me because he's not my state representative. But now there are literally dozens of Republican representatives whose names are on the bill and who didn't lift a finger this week to get that bill through. So whether it's, you know, Senator Jesse James in the Chippewa Valley or Patrick Weston or Patrick Teston in the Wausau area and all the others, if you are a Republican co-sponsor of this bill, nobody has a direct comment to Speaker Voss anymore. It's now on you that you didn't care enough about the women in your life and their state of health to do anything to stand up to a bill that one guy is holding up.
And if these people are out there campaigning that they signed on to this bill, and I guarantee you they will be, we have to hold them accountable for failing to see it through to the end. This is that level of hypocrisy because they're thinking that we're not paying attention. And, you know, for the most part, we're not, because this is a complicated system. Pat, you are a senator. You know there are all of these rules and procedures, and this could happen and that could happen, and stick it in this committee. We can't keep up with that. But in this situation, it is crystal clear. Those Republican legislators put their names on a bill and then abandoned Wisconsin women when we needed them the most.
And by the way, speaking of rules, yes, as a former legislator, you saw from the people in the assembly on the Democratic side saying, well, we will respect the rule that he invoked to pull a little trick to move the bill from one committee to another so it couldn't be brought up for a vote. But the thing is, they're also the ones who the rules say you've got 2 minutes to speak. Oh, but if we don't like what you're saying, we'll cut your mic off. And I mean, they've done that again and again and again in the Assembly and the Senate instead of being respectful of somebody with an opposing viewpoint. So don't tell me all about law and order. Don't tell me about following the rules when you behave just like, you know, the wannabe dictator, you know, that leads your party. You're telling on yourself when you pull, honestly, crap like that, cutting off the microphones of fellow lawmakers on the floor.
They make the rules and they selectively enforce the rules to their advantage.
Yeah.
And it's not for the good of the Wisconsin public.
No. And they seem to enjoy it. And What happened in 2024 was a few less Republican legislators got to enjoy it because they were bounced with new maps. And now you've got new maps in 2026 for a lot of these Senate districts, where you're going to see some very competitive races. And so a vote like this, or the lack of a vote like this, this is going to be an issue in more districts than Robin Voss's.
But Pat, this is boring and nobody wants to pay attention. And it's ugly because you don't want to side. It's so partisan. Mm-hmm. It's so ugly. How do we pull people in and help them see what's really happening? Because I think what's been happening in Wisconsin is we are nice and we don't like conflict. So we just say, I'm in the middle. We don't want to commit. But this is different. This is accountability. And because of our fear to hold them accountable and to commit to this, we are letting them run all over us.
Yeah.
We've got to step up and take a stand here.
Well, and you know, when people really start to care is when it affects them directly, or, you know, somebody that they know directly. And the trick is to really get people to open up the blinders of compassion and think more of how this could impact somebody, like a daughter, a wife, a sister, as the case may be. And, you know, act on their behalf rather than just throwing up your hands and walking away. And if there's no other message you take away from a program like this, it is to engage with these things that, you know, politics can often sound ugly or divisive or distant. Don't make it distant. This is about you. You know, what's the old saying? If you don't have a seat at the table, you're on the menu. Uh-huh. You know, so
yeah,
put yourself in somebody else's shoes on these issues.
Well, yeah, and get to know your candidates. You know, so many of us don't know who our state senator or assembly rep are. I do, and I'm going to be showing up over the next few months, and I'm going to be asking a lot of questions about their votes and what that means and how that serves me and the people that I care about. And I challenge other Wisconsinites to do the same thing. Get to know the people who represent you and know what they stand for.
Yep. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Kristen will stick around. We'll talk more after 8:30 about some of the topics in the news, but also about things like our question of the day. Where do you go for a good fish fry? Rob from Tigerton says, good morning. It's clear and 28. Many rural communities like Tigerton are busy with the deer hunters getting ready for the gun deer hunting season. That's coming up. We want everybody to be careful out there. He said, yes. Last night, homemade pizza at my sister Lori's house and went to Shawano for a meeting. We appreciate you writing in as always, Rob. You can always get in the comment sections of YouTube and Facebook as well, or use that Civic Media app. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
8:22 on a Friday morning. Parker Olson producing things in Madison Studio A2. Kristen Lyerly joining us from up in Northeast Wisconsin as well. Tony in the comment sections from YouTube up in Ashland saying, who's Kristen talking to this weekend? Did I miss that? No,
well,
Tony. No, Tony,
I'm so
you didn't.
Glad.
Just doofus here did not remember to plug the show of a friend and colleague. So tell us, Kristen, about the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show this Saturday at noon.
I'm so glad you asked. This Saturday, we've got Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. So I'm interviewing all of the gubernatorial candidates here in Wisconsin. And this weekend, Sarah Rodriguez lays it out, tells us what she cares about, gives us a little bit of background about her. You know, Sarah and I go way back. We both turned in our assembly papers at the same time in 2020 when we both went from being healthcare providers to running for office. So it's a great conversation. I think you're really going to enjoy it. And if you are interested in what's happening with the Wisconsin governor's race, you're not going to want to miss it.
No, absolutely. And it's I believe it's replayed on Sundays, if I'm not mistaken. But you could just get it as a podcast.
And you can get it, as a podcast or on my YouTube page, Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
There you go. Let's see. Rob from Tigerton again says, the Packer-Viking game Sunday, they call it the Highway 29 Bowl because from Green Bay to the Twin Cities, you travel 200 miles on Highway 29 till you get to I-94 near Elk Mound. And I remember there used to be this bar not far from there, just east of Elk Mound, that was painted half purple and gold and half green and gold.
Oh,
and
that sounds like an eyesore.
It wasn't trying to be an Architectural Digest magazine, Parker. No,
okay.
But it was. I mean, that was marketing. That was very smart marketing. And then it had to be torn down when they expanded Highway 29 to four lanes. I wish they could have moved it. Or I can't believe somebody else hasn't rebuilt that, because in that Elk Mound Chippewa Valley area, I mean, you've got enough Vikings fans that you could really make a name for yourself, not as the Viking bar, but as a place where people from both sides can come together. A little bit of detente, if you will.
Yes, but just think about the additional services that you'd have to supply, like, you know, counselors and a lot of extra Kleenex for the sad Vikings fans. I don't think it's sustainable.
Okay.
Wow.
Rob goes on to tell us the bars in the Tigerton area have excellent fish fries. The best one is Straight Home in Eldoran in eastern Marathon County. So there we go. And you've got a couple of favorite fish fry places up by you in the Green Bay to Pier Metroplex.
You almost can't decide because there are so many good ones. I do love the Redwood Inn, though. That's maybe my favorite.
I think I've mentioned Sandbar before here, just off small Lake Wasota. And they've got a Cajun dusted fish fry. Is just so good. Although, again, Cajun dusted is not necessarily for everybody. Sherry and I got to Madison late last evening. We went to have a beverage at the hotel lounge, and the guy running the bar, great at mixology. I mean, he handcrafts all these drinks, but he was trying to sell Sherry on, she just wanted a plain old white Russian, but was trying to say, well, this one's got like a bit of an infused, peanut butter and something else, and then a little bit of cayenne pepper. And she was like, no, I'm out. Nope, can't do it. I tried it. And let me tell you something. A white Russian with some of these other little ingredients, including a little cayenne pepper, that's a nice little addition, a nice little kick. Everybody likes a little kick. Same with the Cajun-dusted fish fry. Just a little kick. It's so easy to put too much of something on. Cilantro, another great example as well. Just don't overdo it, folks. A little bit of something is perfect.
You know, I have a son who is your spitting image, but not your actual child. And I call him Little Pat Kreitlow. Yes. And he has a holster that he walks around with chili powder in, and he puts chili powder in nearly everything. And I'm exaggerating. He doesn't have a holster, but anytime I'm cooking.
I wouldn't have been surprised.
I really like that idea. He just like whips it out.
Yep.
All right, guys.
That man is committed to his chili powder.
Oh, but everybody has their own little favorite touch that makes something special. And that's why we were asking about the fish fries, is asking people, you know, what is it? It's not just that you have a favorite fish fry. I mean, you can have that, but we kind of want to know what makes it the way that it is. I know that at a place where we used to go, they had just the best deep fried fish. And just because you stick something in a deep fryer doesn't mean it's going to be good, though. 9 times out of 10, it does. But it was just the way that they deep fried their fish that just made it so irresistible.
Can we talk about the things that go with the fish? Like,
yes.
I really love a good salad bar. I can't just eat a big brown plate of fried things.
Yeah.
I like to have the salad bar to go with it.
Yes. Oh, it's an absolute must. And especially if you're doing it, you know, supper club style, like High Shores House up here between the big and small lakes on Lake Wissota. I mean, they've got just an incredible salad bar. And some salad bars, they're still putting out the pickled herring. It's not as popular as it used to be, but that's when you know you're in a genuine place, is if they're putting the pickled herring out. Is that for you? Are you putting that on your plate?
No. I don't think so.
Okay. But you like that. So. And then for the side, just French fries, or are you looking for something in particular to go along
French
with?
French fries. And okay. I'm a mayo girl, so like I'll put mayo and then ketchup next to it. And sometimes I'll like double dip, and it's a whole strategy. Every bite I take, I'm like, what am I going to dip it in?
There just might be a little PK in me here, because I start with mayo and ketchup, but then I kick it up a little bit. With something like Cholulu hot sauce or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah, for the French fries. And, you know, look for something, because I'm not, the tartar sauce is a little too much like pickles necessarily, and I'm not a big pickle fan. But, boy, if you can take mayo as a base and then kick it up a little bit for your fish or your fries or whatever, that's
good stuff. And then offset it with a little sip of your old-fashioned, that is perfection right there.
Oh, yes, it is. All right. Well, we've made ourselves hungry, but we still got another 30 minutes here before we can go find a place with a 9 a.m. fish fry. Good luck with that. But anyway, as we mentioned before, Mike Clemens is a little under the weather, so we'll give him a pass on this week. Let him get started on the weekend here. We'll talk to him in a couple of weeks after Thanksgiving. But we will talk about sports when we come back on the other side of things here. All ahead of Matt and Air on Air from 9 to 11, Jane Matt and Air and Greg Bach. They'll be joining you soon here on the Civic Media Radio Network. To have you back up north, even if up north is Madison. And in my case today, it's 8:35 on this Friday morning, November 21st. Barker Olson is right here with me in Madison Studio A2. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joining us. Normally, Mike Clemens would as well, but he's under the weather, and so we're going to give him a pass, and we'll talk to him in a couple of weeks here, because he's got a lot of sports to cover in the coming days here. And so we'll muddle through on our own on sports, if you guys don't mind. Then we're going to talk about sports mascots coming up in just a bit. But before we do any of that, best listeners ever. Kristen was asking about a particular supper club, could not remember where it was, somewhere south of Stevens Point. Roger right on the spot saying Sky Club in Plover.
Yes.
Which Rob right away over on YouTube was like, Sky Club, Supper Club. It was truly an excellent place. So there you go.
It is like, that is like the standard supper club experience.
We can outsource anything. We've got the smartest
Thanks,
listeners on Wisconsin radio. Thank you very much for that. All right. Well, let's see what we got for sports here. Yesterday, the high school football championships in divisions 4, 5, 6, and 7. Any chance, Parker, you happen to know who our new state champions are?
I do not know, but I have it in front of me. So now...
Okay.
I can learn.
We'll take that as a yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic won 35-19 against, is that Cochrane?
Cochrane.
I
was just asking who are the new champions. So you can just rattle off.
Good.
Who are our four new champions?
Darlington in Division 6, Mayville in Division 5, and Winnicone in Division 4.
Winnicone.
Holy. Oh, God. Would I fail the Wisconsin pronunciation quiz?
Yes, let's do that with Parker. Let's give him names.
No, we have to do it with Frank, too. We got to get the Chicago kid in here and make it a full-on Wisconsin place quiz. Now, do you have today's games in front of you?
I do, yes. Division 3 will be Grafton and Reedsburg. They are starting off an hour and a half or so here at 10 o'clock. Notre Dame and West De Pere will be at 1 o'clock in Division 2. And then in Division 1, the 4 o'clock kickoff, Arrowhead versus Bayport.
It's Bayport. So, no, I'm just kidding now at this
okay.
point.
Okay. Right.
Bayport.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah, Bayport.
Woo, yes. I do not have the Milwaukee Bucks score in front of me from last night. They played at home against the 76ers. So
Parker's, they lost.
Bucks lost. Okay.
Yes, I believe they lost.
In overtime.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
123-114.
They next play Saturday night. They will be hosting the Detroit Pistons. Let's see. We've got the Badger men's basketball team. They are playing this afternoon against BYU. Coverage begins at 2:30 on several civic media stations. Again, that's Badger men's basketball. Badger women's basketball on Sunday will host Detroit Mercy. Let's come over to hockey now. The top-ranked Wisconsin Badger women's hockey team.
They, go girls.
Yep. They won against St. Thomas last night. They will play again tonight. The Badger men's hockey team, they will be playing tonight at top-ranked Michigan State. Coverage will begin at 7 o'clock on a couple of civic media radio stations. Badger women's volleyball, 10th ranked in the nation. They will host Iowa on Sunday. Of course, you've got Badger football. They will be taking on Illinois. Coverage begins at 4:30 tomorrow on several civic media stations. And several civic media stations will have the Packers-Vikings game as well. Sunday morning, noon kickoff, 10 a.m. is when the pregame begins. Head over to civicmedia.us to learn more. You're not part of Packer-Vikings games, they're fine. They're fun. But where I was going with this was, you know, the Badgers-Gophers game. And that's next week,
next
right?
Next week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go tailgate for the Vikings game, though.
Are
that's
you?
That's always fun.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
But then you're heading out to Minnesota, where you were Goldie Gopher for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody do a documentary about you?
No, I did at one point try to get my friends to do maybe like a little series of children's books, and they just weren't into it. Not their jam.
Aw, that would have been
fun. I know. That's why when I saw this new documentary about Bucky Badger that's coming out, I was like, this is fun. These are my people. These are my fun people.
My people. My yes. people, said the mascot. Yes, Wisconsin Public Television is premiering Bucky, a documentary on December 2nd. Charlie Behrens will narrate the story of Wisconsin's mascot. It says here, while Bucky Badger specifically serves as a representative of UW-Madison, his appeal stretches to every corner of the state. Bucky is a whimsical and heartwarming story for everyone from in and out of state alumni to fans of Wisconsin sports teams and those who are curious about how the Badger State got its most famous representative.
Aww.
I still think the Kristen Lyerly documentary as her years as Goldie would probably do better.
It'd be very fun.
It would
you
be
know, when I was little, I knew about Bucky, but I didn't know anything about the University of Wisconsin. I didn't know about the Big Ten. I didn't know about the rivalries, but I knew Bucky. I mean, up until the point that I went to college, I knew Bucky. And I think that that's a common experience here in the state. That's what Bucky is, a symbol that is Wisconsin. So I'm really excited, even as having been the competitor's mascot, which I love, and I love those people too, but it's different. It's like having two kids and you love them both, but you can't love them the same because they are individuals. I love Bucky in a whole different way.
There you go. Well, yeah. Again, game respects game, you know, fellow mascots got to look out
That's
for one
right.
another. So yeah, that should be fun. And it's kind of old school in its own way, because they work so hard now in marketing departments to come up with new mascots and make them fierce or flashy or whatever. And don't get me wrong, Bucky and Goldie and all the others, they have evolved over time. Go look at those mascot costumes from like the 1920s and 30s.
Creepy paper mache.
That gave children lots of nightmares. So things have definitely evolved, but again, it's just a critter. You know, it's not trying to make it something that's not, like, you know, like you're ready to go to war about something or another. It's Bucky.
It's Bucky.
It's just our own little symbol here. It's our own Mickey Mouse, if you will.
Can you help me decode a dream that I had last night?
Well, we're switching gears here. Here we go.
Because when you mentioned that the Badger men are playing number one ranked hockey,
Michigan State,
I suddenly remembered that I had a dream that Sparty pulled up in a car and started to get out, and we wouldn't let him get out. And I think that's foreshadowing. What do you think?
Foreshadowing?
We wouldn't let him get out of his car. He had to drive away. We wouldn't let him out. Sorry, Sparty.
Where were you? Were you at a...
I don't know.
Okay. Were you dressed as Goldie Gopher?
No, I was just a human watching Sparty. Sparty's big, too. It's hard for him to get out. And we were like, maybe this isn't the right place for you. Bye.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Does Jason Momoa know you're dreaming about Sparty instead? I mean...
No.
Okay.
He'd get jealous.
Yeah. I'm going to assume that since you were bringing it up, it clearly must be about the Badger men getting set to pull a huge upset win, of wins over Michigan State, which would be great for me from a personal standpoint, having a family member working for the Western Michigan, your national champion Western Michigan Broncos hockey team out of Kalamazoo. Uh-huh. So, if we can take the other, it's funny, I think Michigan State, Western Michigan, and I want to say Central Michigan are like four of the top eight hockey schools in the rankings. Suddenly it's Michigan that's the state of hockey, the thing that Minnesota likes to claim, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That hurts kind of to the core, doesn't it, Pat?
It really, it does. And whereas in Wisconsin, I always find it funny. It's not that we're not a hockey state, but if you look at the state tournaments, what does everybody want to watch? State basketball.
Football.
Football. And football. I meant in the wintertime that, people, they can go to their high school gym and they can catch a football game after they do their fish fry, and not so much hockey, but high school hockey and college hockey on either side of us in Minnesota and Michigan. That's some big time rivalries that are going on there. But have none of your boys played hockey.
None of my boys played anything except video game.
Wow.
Did you?
All right, that's just a statement. That is a fact.
Did you try? Were there attempts made? Was there interest expressed?
You're too athletic to not have them play sports.
Yeah. Like.
We tried everything. When they were little, I thought, I have four sons. They're going to play all the sports. We're going to be out doing all the things.
Yeah.
No, they could care less. Actually, the one who has some sort of sports talent, he is so anti-sports. His criteria for college was should be in a cold place and not be affiliated with the NCAA. Somehow he ended up at Alabama. I don't know why, but clearly he'll just think.
Wait a minute.
He went 0-for on his criteria
there. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they don't. But now he's like a sword guy. He does this historical sword fighting,
which is
actually quite, I know. It's like fencing, but with historical swords. People find their thing.
This is crazy.
Well, my uncle is a Revolutionary War reenactor.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
But the point is the battle.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
I would have thought for your boys it would have been like lightsabers instead, you know.
Oh, I can get behind that.
I mean, they probably nerded out on the Star Wars movies and things.
I still have lightsabers in the garage.
I'll bet you
do. Do they light up, or are they just the plastic ones that are colored?
They probably lit up at one point, but when you beat up your brother enough times with it, the light part doesn't work so good no more.
There are a couple of pretty significant, bashes on
dents in the lightsabers back at the Olsen home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Lightsabers were, the best toy.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've been asking today about fish fries and where people go for a good one. And, for the thing that prompted all of this was our Locals Love section of our daily newsletter that Ellie Bordeaux puts together. And it occurs to me I have not yet shared some of those answers there. So let me do that because Ellie went through all this work. There's the place called On the House in Sheboygan. Beth writes in, my sister-in-law owns the bar and folks say it is the best fish fry in town. Nancy writes in on behalf of a Fibbers bar and restaurant in St. Germain. Maybe it's set up by somebody from Illinois?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe like Fibbers?
That's what I would think.
I would think
that's where they want the Fibs to go.
Yes. Nancy
you
says...
You go here and we're going to go there.
Yeah. Yep. Says the perch and walleye are spectacular. Choice of potatoes, fresh marbled rye bread. We have not mentioned the rye bread or the coleslaw.
Yeah.
And the coleslaw, the sweet kind, not the kind that's overly vinegary,
Mm-hmm.
People have their own fashion. Their old fashions are a great accompaniment, says Nancy, about Fibbers in St. Germain. Josh writes in on behalf of the Appleton Beer Factory, says if you ever make a stop to Appleton, this is the place to be for fish fry, seasoned well and reasonably priced. And then finally, Dawn.
Oh, wait, wait. Oh. I want to put in a plug for the Appleton Beer Factory because it's not just the fish, it's everything. The food, the beer, it's right on College Avenue. Great spot.
Okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. And then one more here, the Elroy Eatery. Dawn writes in, the fillets are large and fried to perfection. Best of South Central Wisconsin winner, located downtown in a vintage building. So again, there's the Elroy Eatery for there. So speaking of best ofs, I haven't brought this up yet. Maybe next week I'll actually try to do some actual campaigning here. Oh. But Volume 1, the newspaper, the little alternative weekly in the Chippewa Valley, is doing their annual Best of the Chippewa Valley. And this fine little radio show is in a couple of different categories. So if you go to volume1.org, you can make sure that I don't get skunked in those categories. I went on there just to vote for Judy Clark for a bunch of TV categories since she's going to be retiring here in a couple of weeks. And I saw, we're in there too. So volume1.org, if you want to throw a couple of votes in for Best of the Chippewa Valley. We will have some final news and notes from Lake Wasota. Well, you know, Lake Wasota South here. Lake Mendota
Or Monona.
Or is it that way and that way? I never know which way we're going on this isthmus here. Anyway, wrap things up from here in Madison. Right after this, you're still up north.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, it's just about time to cruise out of here for the weekend. If you are cruising to deer camp, be safe. Bring home a big one. If you're heading to one of those non-hunting events that take place, enjoy a little you time this weekend. For those of you planning to clean the house like crazy this weekend because company's coming for Thanksgiving, don't forget to hit the pause button. You deserve that. The place is going to look great. Just remember to take that turkey out well in advance, okay? Kristen, we were asking, or somebody else asked on YouTube here, said, wait, wasn't there a documentary about Kristen's campaign? That is still pending, right?
Yeah, and it's not just about my campaign. It's when they initially approached me, that was what they suggested. But what I came back with was, let's make it about what my campaign is about, which is healthcare and women's healthcare and reproductive rights. So we pulled in a bunch of other folks, and it's going to be something bigger and better. I'm not sure when it's going to debut. They're telling me within the next couple of months, but keep your eye out, and I'm sure we're going to talk about it here.
I'll bet you talk about it on the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show, too. Saturdays
I
at noon.
I bet we will. Yeah. Okay. So good. Look, so good.
He remembered. There were a lot that came in on the text line here about our question of the day as well, so I wanted to get to some of those. I mentioned earlier Jim in Brookfield talked about the Red Mill in Brookfield. Let's see. We have Robert in McFarland says the Maple Tree Supper Club. It rose from the ashes a little over a year ago. Still has a great supper club atmosphere and great food. Joe in Superior puts out the Lake Superior Whitefish at Hoops in Bayfield. I believe we've mentioned them already as well. Michael, that was on a different topic here. Here's one from Lori in Hayward, suggesting that folks might want to donate to a veteran center for homeless vets or perhaps a food shelf for Thanksgiving if you are able to. Maybe offer families coupons for Thanksgiving turkey, and may you all have a blessed Thanksgiving. Lori, thank you very much for
that. Thank you, Lori.
Yeah. Sarah in Green Bay says, my neighborhood Red Owl grocery store has an excellent Friday perch fry. I didn't know Red Owls were still around.
Oh, I know where you live, Sarah. She lives over at Lambeau.
I know where you live, Sarah. You're still a Red Owl.
Can I park in your driveway?
Can I get a discount?
How much are you charging? We just want to know. You know, we'll bring you something from Red Owl in return. Maybe
that's
some
awesome.
Perch. Yeah. Jim in Brookfield on the text line just wants to say good Friday morning, Dr. Lyerly. Just a knee replacement update. Yesterday, I rode my bike for the first time post-surgery 5 miles outside instead of the stationary, and it went great.
Oh, good. It's going to be a great weekend for bike riding too, Jim.
Oh, I know.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Did you finish all the yard work and everything here?
You know, do you ever finish the yard work?
You know, do you ever finish it enough that you can just take it easy? No?
Yeah, oh, okay. No. I still got lawn furniture outside because we've got a fire pit out there, and the kids like the fire pit in the winter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, fire pit's great. I haven't used mine nearly enough this year. I'd really like to do that. So I was looking at the list of guests from this week, and I want to review that with you. Look at these wonderful people. We had State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin telling us all about the effort to save a big land conservation program, one that's facing tough odds against the corporate crowd running things in that part of the Capitol these days. We had Sandy Pope, a former legislator, and Julie Underwood, former dean of the UW School of Education, reminding us that there is a blueprint out there to fix how we pay for schools in this state. Just still too many politicians rooting for our schools to fail. So, Julie, Sandy, thank you very much. Don't give up the fight on that. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We talked to Cam Stevenson from Courier Newsroom, who basically single-handedly built a searchable database that tracks some 20,000 items of the Epstein files that have already been released.
And that's very interesting.
You can search it for various keywords, you know, like Donald Trump. And you can search that by heading over to couriernewsroom.com and learning more. So let's see. We got another couple of comments coming in on fish fries from PJ. Another good place for fish fry in the Fox Valley is a bar called ICU in Nina. I see you.
Oh.
Get it. let's see.
I could use that. I have to go to work at the ICU right now.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah, I like that. That works out.
I have to wordsmith it a little bit, but it could work for me.
It's okay. It works. It's like places that call themselves the library or, you know, nobody's home or whatever. Rob says, in Shawano County, west of Shawano, there used to be a Happy Corners Supper Club along Highway 29 back when it was two lanes. So another place that got lost due to highway expansion. But, you know, we asked people to give us some ideas for supper clubs that are no longer with us anymore that we miss. You mentioned the Avenue in Madison and how nice that was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. We also get to thank Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area for joining us this week. There's, of course, my Up North News teammates, Sherita Booker, Selena Heller, and Ellie Bordeaux. And I highly recommend Selena Heller's story this week, where she basically followed a farmer around in his combine as he harvested soybeans, talking all about the double whammy that farmers are getting from the trade war. And now their health insurance costs are being jacked up.
And she's literally in the combine.
She's literally
riding with him as he's talking. It made me think of when I was a little kid and I was riding with my grandpa and he would just be talking. It is really, it's personal and it's intimate and it's important.
Yes. And you have to understand, Selena is small that way. She just fits right in the little corner there and can get things done. We heard from Sheila Everhart from the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, Hans Breitenmoser, Sean O'Malley, some great insight on your money and the markets. Of course, Joe Zepecki and Melissa Baldoff, Mark Jacob, Jim Santel, Kia Vakil. We had the Civic Media Cavalcade of Stars this week. Jane Matinere, Earl Ingram, Chad Holmes, Jimmy Kuska, James Kelly, John and Gordy, Greg Bach, my fish fry buddy, Jim Zons, and the proudly peripatetic, enduringly effervescent Dr. Kristen Lyerly, a one-woman ICU for your funny bone. Producers Parker Olson and Frank Gargano are still here. I'm not sure why. God love them. And thanks to all of you for being here today. I don't know why you guys stick around.
No clue.
Kristen does.
I want to be your fish fry buddy.
All right. It's done. We'll make that happen.
Okay.
Have a great weekend, Kristen. Thanks for sticking around.
Friend.
All right. Thank you, Parker. Have a great weekend. It is time for me to hit the road, get a good start on the weekend. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News, part of Courier Newsroom, a pro-democracy news network. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday bright and early, 6 a.m. back up north.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.